AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The House on a party line vote has authorized the impeachment inquiry into President Biden, the move coming hours after Hunter Biden showed up on Capitol Hill but defied a congressional subpoena.
Three Republican panel chairmen insisted Biden appeared for a closed-door deposition.
I am here.
But standing outside the Capitol, Biden insisted he will only testify in public, blasting a months-long GOP effort to pursue an impeachment inquiry by trying to tie his business dealings to his father.
There's no evidence to support the allegations that my father was financially involved in my business, because it did not happen.
We have accumulated mountains of evidence that's concerning.
House Oversight Chair James Comer says the committees are happy to have Hunter Biden testify in public, but only after a private deposition. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Former President Trump's been campaigning in Iowa as developments keep coming in his legal cases. In Washington, U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan has put the election interference case against him on hold while he further pursues claims of immunity, something he says should be automatic. Chutkan flatly rejected that, writing the Office of the President does not confer a lifelong get-out-of-jail-free pass. Special Counsel Jack Smith has asked the Supreme Court to fast-track an opinion on the matter. In economic news, the Fed's leaving its benchmark interest rate unchanged and signaling it could even cut rates as many as three times next year. Chair Jerome Powell.
Inflation has eased from its highs, and this has come without a significant increase in unemployment. That's very good news.
That triggered a big rally on Wall Street, the Dow with a record close above 37,000. Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick.
We've had very strong performance in the stock market for some time now, and that has now been accentuated by a record close for the Dow Jones Industrials Average. And of course, what's behind this is better news on inflation and an economy that's avoided going into a recession.
This is AP News. The Associated Press has named its five breakthrough entertainers of 2023. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta has the list.
Actor Charles Melton says he was walking dogs and working Chinese takeout 7 years ago. His buzzworthy performance in the film May December pushed him to the forefront this year. Actor Lily Gladstone's role in Killers of the Flower Moon has put her into Oscar consideration.
My excitement about booking this role is like, this is a real woman.
Musician and actor Renee Rapp says she worked hard for her success, but she also never thought about failing.
I was also like really fortunate to have that like delusion of like, yeah, I'm doing that.
Musician Chris Bowers has created music for films like The Color Purple, Haunted Mansion, and Queen Charlotte, A Bridgerton Story. Ayo Edebiri made a name for herself with roles in the series The Bear and the teen comedy movie Bottoms. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Thanks, Margie. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.